This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The patrons, again, this is such a unique event. The no phone policy just makes everyone so present and so into what we're doing out there on the golf course. And it's just an absolute pleasure to play in an atmosphere like the one we played in today. So to everyone that stuck around, thank you so much.
Got him.
I feel attacked.
Got him. Oh, man.
With that being said, and I know Sneaky Joe tweeted about it, the live crowd shots to when they're changing the scoreboard was awesome.
So you admit you're wrong?
No, I'm still right. But that was funny. Hang on. That was fun to watch a bunch of people go, what do you mean they're tied?
I think it's just funnier that he's still unwilling to move on from it.
It's crazy. I don't understand it.
It's archaic.
Your take is archaic.
Your take is kind of archaic at this
point.
That's
fine. It's okay. I'll stay with it.
Coming from someone who was publicly acknowledged as being a nice guy here, I'm going to tell you a not so nice thing, which is, yeah, you're wrong. And it's okay. Just admit it.
I'm going to go to a Sabres game tomorrow, and I'm actually going to try the no phone challenge and not go on my phone for the entire game.
No. Ready?
Do you think he'll do it? Do you think he'll be able to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he can do it.
I think I give you a different challenge. You should end the season how you started it. You sent us a text of that burger.
Oh, look at his face. I wish we had a camera on Josh.
He's down.
Immediately went down.
It's
a long season.
No.
You almost forgot about it.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Hey.
Maybe.
Hey, look at me. Do it.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Josh Schmidt hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Rory McIlroy does complete his career Grand Slam, his fifth major of all time, his first ever Masters win. He does it in dramatic fashion in a playoff with Justin Rose, finally got it done. I did watch a lot of his press conference afterwards. My favorite part was not actually his press conference. It was Bryson DeChambeau. Afterwards saying like, oh yeah, Rory like never talked to me. And I'm like, yeah, dude, he's trying to win. And you went away pretty quick.
He's trying to win.
So this is my thing too. I only imagine Bryson tried talking to him when there was like a 5-shot gap where he's like, I'm not going to win it. I'm going to ask him how he's doing. And Rory's just locked in. I do not imagine
he's
it
like,
was
I'm
right
trying
at the,
not
at
to
the
mess
beginning.
Up, Bryson, not now.
Like, I just imagine it was not at the beginning. I know he also doesn't like him, but I just in my head, I have this like fun idea that like Bryson's like, I'm not going to win it. Let's see if I can play some head games
here.
You know
what it is? It's the reincarnation of the Jordan Spieth and Bryson meme where he's walking in the background and Spieth has got his eyes closed like, oh.
No, that was Brooks Koepka.
Oh, Brooks Koepka.
Koepka.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
not Spieth.
Oh,
sorry.
That was so much fun.
Yep.
That was good. Yeah, I don't like Koepka, but like his look of just hearing Bryson walk by talking to somebody.
Genuine disgust.
I mean, made him, oh, that was fun. That was good. I didn't know where Koepka finished in the tournament this week. I mean, I know he was there. He's also someone looking for his first gold jacket. That was also during Bryson's, like, everyone hates you phase. You play super slow. You're treating like a math equation. I have come to start to like Bryson. I watch a lot of YouTube golf, and he's very
By
much
the way,
a prominent.
Brooks Koepka got cut.
Oh, he didn't
make
the cut?
He had a +5.
Oh.
Yeah, he got cut.
Oh. Well, can't be there all the time.
Hey, man. You at least live on in memes.
You at least live on in memes. Let's go to the phones here. First up today, Matt is on the line. Matt, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thanks for having me. Just real quick on that whole no phone challenge thing. I wanted to add a little perspective. And, you know,
completely admitting there's a generational thing here. I'm 41 years old, so there's a little subset of, you know, we used to be known as Gen Y, born between like 78 to 83, something like that. So when I was growing up, we didn't have the internet until about high school, and that's when like AOL and Prodigy started coming out. So, you know, my generation of like this 5-6 year people kind of knew what life was like growing up before the internet, and then grew up with it during high school. And then of course, college, everything exploded, and that was awesome. Same thing with smartphones. So my first cell phone was, you know, the old one, the flip phones, and everything like that. And then the smart ones came out. So with the whole no phone challenge, I think for somebody like me, it's actually very easy to do it because I kind of grew up without it. Yeah. And I look at it as a tool, like, hey, it's really cool. I like it. But I personally have never become addicted to it. And I understand a younger generation grew up with it and that's what they're used to. But I actually enjoy sitting in a restaurant or something without a phone, eyes up, just trying to find somebody. And yeah, if there's somebody to talk to, I'll do it. And you can kind of tell early on. So I just wanted to add that perspective. That's all.
Matt, I want you to just be able to hear this. Zach will straight up, as a hypocrite of sorts, just take time reading and be away from his phone entirely. So that makes this master's take of his so much worse.
It is purely, Matt, thanks for the call. It is purely off the idea of I don't like that it's taken away from me. I have never been somebody, I'm not addicted to my phone. I can put it away, no problem. Yeah, I spend.
All right, Rage Against the Machine, calm down.
I spend like an hour a day reading. And it's usually a night before I go to bed, I put my phone on the other side of the room.
Or your outright refusal to answer us when we want to talk to you about something from work.
Yes, that's fine.
Or just anything in general. I am your friend.
The problem is I'll see the phone ringing. I'll see the phone ringing across the room, and I'll just like do like a little peek up, and I see it. I'm like, I'll get back to him later. It's clearly not an emergency. We're okay.
And then the minute it goes to the voicemail, I was like, you suck.
The second call is when I'm like, that might be an emergency. I'll go pick it up.
Yeah.
But the first call, I'm like, I've got like 10 more pages in this chapter.
I'm gonna
get through this.
That's where I need to make sure to throw you under the bus.
But that's the thing. Like for the Masters specifically, I think it's an archaic rule. I like the majesty of no one's pulling out their phones and everyone's
getting
the video. But
also, nobody knows when the scoreboard is changing, or the leaderboard, excuse me. When it's changing, the drama sets in and people are like, wait, what do you mean?
I like the live reactions, the whole thing. My thing is I don't like being locked off from the world if anything happens. I don't like to like look to the immediate negative, but if something's happened with my family, I don't like the idea that a master's worker is going to have to like scour the course to try to find me in what could be a very
delicate
time.
Imagine the stress
time.
On that person, by the way.
I don't love that. I do understand people that love it. And for me, it's not even necessarily a phone addiction.
It's you just don't want people to tell you you can't have it.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Churlish.
I'm cool with that.
Insubordinate and churlish.
I always end up finding a new Key and Peele video, by the way, that I've never seen. Like, there's no rhyme or reason why, but I always found a new one. I'm like, I've never seen this one. It's just as funny as every one of them.
So, when it comes to Rory McIlroy, though, one of the things that we were really discussing heading in, and it's something that Jeremy and Joe talked about more at length, is the fact that Rory McIlroy, he ends up with a legacy-defining win.
Mm-hmm.
And it very quickly can shuffle into one of the more fascinating parts of conversation of which athlete needs a championship of their own to cement a legacy, to even create a legacy of sorts. And there's a lot of different ways you can look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Different sports. Obviously, your local ties here. But furthermore, just even in a sport where we don't have a team, like in the NBA or within the MLB, there are plenty of other players that you look at with this sort of thing. But there was someone, Zach, that we put the tweet out at Derek Kramer 49, following the legacy-defining win, who needs it? And I want you to read what Matthew tweeted in as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia. I'm blanking on the rest of the read right now.
Gotcha.
Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I had it. Steel trap. I lost it for a second. There we go.
Consummate professional.
So go for it.
So Matthew tweeted in. I believe it's a different Matt from the one that called in. But Matthew tweets in. Everyone says various AFC quarterbacks like Allen, Lamar, Burrow, etc. If no other AFC quarterback besides Mahomes wins a Super Bowl during this period of NFL, what's the conversation? Are those guys seen as underachievers? Quote, it's a shame they didn't win a Super Bowl.
And I think that there's another folder that you can open in that conversation of like what he says.
Does that also shape the Chiefs and Mahomes' legacy
mm-hmm.
into one that was really like, oh, you were really truly evil? At least Brady had a couple slip-ups where these guys were able to go to Super Bowls and even occasionally win them. If the Chiefs just don't let other teams into the party, or the lone ones that get through and escape lose in the Super Bowl there, they kind of become the legacy of like the ultimate roadblock for half of the NFL.
Yeah. Where Brady was sort of the Brady and the Patriots were sort of the precursor to that, because ultimately Ben gets his, Manning still gets two, Eli steals two from
Brady
from
himself.
Brady. Joe Flacco even gets one. But guys like Philip Rivers.
Door shut on him.
Door's completely shut on him. Breeze gets one. You know, there are those few guys that, yeah, they get one, but you do wonder, like, how many more does Manning get if Brady just – if Bledsoe never gets hurt, if Brady's never able to see the field,
right?
How many does he get? It's a conversation where now we're at a point where – and a lot of people bring it up maybe in a negative connotation, but here it's maybe more to kind of give a broader scope to it. Burrow is given a lot of leg room.
A lot of run.
For just making the game.
Just
beating Mahomes in the playoffs, winning the AFC, going to the Super Bowl. He loses to the Rams, but he makes it.
I will say, though, to his credit, it's not like he got doors blown off of him.
No.
The Bengals were in that game. And
they could have won it on the last play.
They could have won it. And it's unfortunate that they didn't. But, yeah, the Bengals, and Joe Burrow in particular, get a lot of run. I would say it's more Burrow than the Bengals at this point. But
yep.
Burrow still gets a lot of run over the fact that he made a Super Bowl, he won the AFC. Because outside of that, what has stopped the Chiefs from being there?
Brady.
That's the other answer.
It's Brady.
And up until Joe Burrow beat the Chiefs, it literally took Tom Brady to defeat Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in the playoffs, Tom Brady still is the only player to have multiple wins and starts over Patrick Mahomes in the
yeah.
playoffs. That's it. You could combine the rest of the AFC. They don't have as many playoff wins against the Chiefs as Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. Vomit. Gross. Hate it.
But they really would. Number one, it would take a lot because we're sort of entering the quote-unquote prime years for quarterbacks, which is usually their 30s. I think what the average age for quarterbacks.
It's usually late 20s to 30s.
Yeah. So we've got room to go here. But we've talked about it with the AFC Championship game, the Bills having just made it. It took, what, 4 or 5 years for them to make it back?
Back to the AFC Championship.
Just the AFC Championship game.
Because one team keeps getting their way in particular.
Mm-hmm. So we've already seen it's not a for sure thing. Then you look at somebody like Lamar. What's his biggest detractor for not getting to a Super Bowl? It's his own play.
Mm-hmm.
For the Bills, it's coaching mistakes. I think there's also a somewhat, quote-unquote, lack of talent compared to some of their compatriots in the AFC.
I will also start to question defensive structure.
Defensive structure.
Because why do the Chiefs always look good against the Bills in the playoffs?
Yep, every single time. And so there have been other things that have held them back. But for Lamar specifically, it seems to be his play on the field in the playoffs in particular that have held him back. And then now you're with Burrow. Burrow seems to be almost arguably the Drew Brees of his generation. The only difference is he didn't win that Super Bowl early with the Bengals, where Brees wins it early with the Saints, and then misses playoffs in the middle of his career because his defense was horrendous. He's putting up 5,000-yard passing seasons, but his defense is so bad.
And having a legitimate MVP season last year,
mm-hmm.
Brees never got one.
Nope. Brees was in conversations, but was always beat out by Rodgers. Rodgers, right. In particular, a lot of it.
And that's where I think a lot of this has to go with the legacy of if these other two guys, these other three guys in Allen, Lamar, and Burrow don't make it, It's not just what becomes of them, because the answer is easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's what becomes of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Do you have the conversation then that Mahomes is the greatest of all time? Maybe if he doesn't have the same numbers of Super Bowl wins as Brady.
But if he has more appearances and blows it out of the water.
And he beat out guys like this, where Manning was Lamar before Lamar. Ultimately, they don't play the same, but in terms of how we're talking about them, it's the same. Great regular season quarterback. A lot of numbers. Terrible in the playoffs, or bad in the playoffs.
Sometimes very bad, sometimes good enough to win, but the team lets you down.
Yep. Where Allen, you know, what is Allen's probably closest comparison?
I don't know. He's an alien.
Rodgers.
I hate that.
I think because his closest comparison is Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers also has played in games in the playoffs where he lost them the game. Josh Allen has yet to do that.
I think 2019, you could argue Allen probably got close to losing him it.
Oh, yeah, but that's also his first year in the postseason.
But it took Rodgers late in his career to eventually have the years where it's like, oh, he's being too safe. He's
always
losing
been
these
that.
Games.
He's always been kind of like that.
But early in his career, it was the defense is bad. He's playing well enough to do this. His defense is not good enough. I look at the NFC Championship game against Seattle where Wilson ultimately throws like three picks and they still couldn't get it done. Four picks, what have you. Bad red zone play calling. If you ask certain Bills fans, coaching with Mike McCarthy, holding him back.
You mean certain Packers fans there?
Well, I mean Bills fans going to McDermott, McCarthy, there's that comparison.
There's the special teams gaffe.
There's not too many comparisons for Allen. Allen does
seem to
be... I'm
pretty sure Brandon Bostic are curse words.
Oh, yeah.
Used together.
There's not
too
Wisconsin. Many comparisons for him. You could also probably throw in Manning because of the elite regular season numbers. But it does seem to be Rodgers might be the one. The only difference is the early Super Bowl as well. I think there's a real argument that Mahomes could get a GOAT comparison if he just does what Jordan did in the NBA, which is I'm going to gatekeep everybody.
If he keeps shutting the door on the AFC. So we'll talk plenty more about this, of course, of like who else could be legacy defining. Because like we could look at the Bills and Josh Allen with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore all day. But I do want to explore other options on that. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to get your take on that as well. As this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, I'm Derek Kramer. That's Zach Jones. This is WGR. Tune in to Chopin Bulldog for our annual pre-draft special on Thursday, April 17th. That's this Thursday. From 4 to 6:30 p.m., it'll be streaming live on YouTube. We'll bring you the latest insights, mock draft predictions, insider information, and guest appearances from Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, and Sal Capaccio. The show is presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today for excellent deals on the entire Honda lineup, including the all-new Honda Passport.